This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started with retail. We are going to end on retail, specifically how it's changing as data and technology and consumer finickiness becomes more a part of the landscape. Colin Hunter is the CEO and co-founder of a men's clothing retailer called Alton Lane, which uses data and technology. And honestly, the idea that clothes shopping isn't most men's idea of a good time to find an edge. Colin, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Give me the elevator pitch for this thing, would you?
Yeah, so we are an upscale menswear brand that is all about making shopping less painful for men.
I'm in, right there, I'm in.
Perfect.
Tell me, though, why you felt you needed to do this. I mean, give me the business model, give me your advantage in the marketplace, if you will, and then tell me why.
Yeah, you know, it's really quite simple. When we looked out at the menswear space, we saw this multi-billion-dollar global industry that wasn't taking into account this basic truth that we all know, that most men hate to shop, but every guy still wants to look good. Hmm. And so we said, let's actually break down the industry and build it back up the way that makes sense for the consumer and doesn't necessarily make sense for the fashion industry. So all of our stores are private one-on-one appointments. You have a dedicated style expert working with you. We have full bars, flat screen TVs, secret rooms. We utilize 3D body scanning technology to capture over 300 measurements in about 30 seconds. And what that does is it allows our tailors around the world to actually see your body when they're creating your garments. And it delivers a better fit than what you might find somewhere else.
And I can't be the first guy to say this to you. It sounds a little bro-y and man-cavey.
I think it doesn't when you go into our space.
All right.
You know, all the components that I'm talking about, good lighting, great drinks, you could expect that in a bar. You could expect that at a super high-end hotel.
What you're offering here then clearly is a high-end product.
It is a high-end product, but we start at accessible price points, and that was really important to us. Our custom shirts start at $99. Our custom suits start at $600. With that said, we never want customers to have to graduate from our brand, and so you can get a suit that's $10,000 from us, and that we have fabrics with crushed diamond or crushed gold blasted into the wool as it's being woven. It's not a cheap product. We view it as an investment.
Fair enough. I'm a public radio guy, and $600 sounds like, you know, it sounds like a lot for a suit, but I wear, you know, khakis and a t-shirt to work every day.
Sure.
Once you get me scanned and whatever in that booth, and then you have my orders, and in theory you know where I work and I live because you're going to mail it to me, it occurs to me you have a whole lot of data about me.
That's right.
How worried ought I be?
Not worried at all in terms of privacy. We take the privacy of our clients very seriously. We view data as a mechanism to improve the customer experience. I might shop at a store like J. Crew 18 times over the past few years, you know, picking up things here or there. Every time I walk into that store, it's as if I'm a brand new customer. So for us, we want to use that data, not just your measurements and your style preferences, but your demographic data. Do you travel for work all the time? And therefore, let's really show you fabrics that don't wrinkle.
Is this a retail clothing company or is it a technology company?
I view us more as an experience company that's powered by data and technology. It doesn't have to stop at clothing. We've made recommendations for honeymoons, for trips, for restaurants, and we're even able to kind of see different trends of like-for-like customers within a city, within different neighborhoods, across various cities. There's some really interesting things that we can do down the road.
So I'm right. That data is a powerful thing.
Absolutely.
Colin Hunter, he's the CEO and co-founder of a technology and clothing and experiential company called Alton Lane. Colin, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We had to leave some stuff on the cutting room floor, as we usually do with these interviews. You can hear those bits, including what a trade war and textile tariffs are going to do to Colin Hunter's global supply chain, on our Corner Office podcast.